Items 807.
Request of Catherine Smith to address council regarding issues with Tigard and Portland Police.
Good morning.
You want me to state my name first?
Just your name, that's all.
Catherine Smith. Dear Mayor Hales and Portland City Council members, I'm here today to ask you, Mayor Hales, because you are also the Portland Police Commissioner, to make Portland police officers, including Police Chief Reese, Commander Day, Sergeant McCormick, Officer Sean Christian, and other officers, to do their job to stop the daily 20 to 24 hours a day microwave and ultrasound harassment weapon and voice-to-skull weapon, lead a machine sleep deprivation weapon assaults that some Tigard cops are doing to me. They also still tell me every day they are shooting my son with these when he's sleeping to give him cancer. They set up these weapons remotely in many businesses and residences, including safes, Jean's Place shelters, TPI, Starbucks, public restrooms, Pete's Coffee, Multnomah County Library, Multnomah County Courthouse, Whole Foods, St. Michael's and First Baptist Church, the Portland Building, City Hall, and other places. The last time I testified here, May 21st, afterwards, Rachel gave me the number to Project Respond. I told her, though, that Project Respond doesn't have the authority to arrest those Tigard cops, nor my ex-Tigard neighbor lady, who is friends with those cops and also participates in these assaults and attempted murder. You have the authority, Mayor Hales, to make Portland police officers investigate thoroughly and arrest and prosecute those officers and my ex-Tigard neighbor lady. I have enough evidence for this. If you or someone else ask these cops if they are really making a good effort to stop these assaults, they will probably make some excuse or justification or deny they did anything wrong so they don't get in trouble with you or charged for being accessories to these crimes. I've requested a meeting with you a few times, but your office never has given me that. To stop these assaults requires more than a 3-minute testifying by me. This should be a priority. Other cities' cops have said they follow the requirements of evidence of assaults to prosecute people who shoot people with these kinds of devices. Many Portland police have a consistent pattern of cover-up and intimidation and slander campaigns, including falsified police reports about us people who report being burnt, given pain with, skin destruction, other injuries, psychological harassment, manipulation, and incriminations with these weapons. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And my staff is here, so if we can get you any help, we will. Okay. Thank you.